Welcome to your five for the day. Back in my school days, I was taught that every living organism on Earth needs a number of basic things in order to survive, and one of those fundamental needs is nutrition. On a number of occasions, as I've considered the title for these few moments, your five for the day, I've been reminded of the five portions of fruit or vegetables we are recommended to eat in order to contribute to a balanced, healthy diet. The Five a Day campaign was launched in 2003, and it's certainly talked about a good deal, even if it is sometimes in jest, as people joke about eating beans in the form of chocolate, or a bag of crisps. Apparently, potatoes don't count anyway. The benefits of eating your Five a Day are said to include maintaining a healthy gut, and reducing the risk of certain severe conditions. On a more serious note, there are many who suggest that it would actually be better if we ate more than five, but that it's a realistic target to aim for starters. Although the recommended intake varies all the way up to 17 in Japan, it seems that the message is simply, when it comes to fruit and veg, the more, the better. Before we could benefit from eating and processing food for ourselves to sustain our physical lives, we needed to be born. And it's the same for eternal life. In John's Gospel, Jesus told Nicodemus that he needed to be born again. He already had physical life, but he needed spiritual birth, which was brought about by believing in the Lord Jesus. Once received, that spiritual life can never be lost, but growth is achieved by feeding. The Apostle Peter encouraged new Christians to develop by desiring the milk of the word. There was a day in the life of the Lord Jesus when the Bible tells us he was hungry. When urged by Satan to miraculously turn stones into bread, he responded with a verse from the Old Testament and said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Our bodies need a balanced diet of nutrients, but they're not the only part of us that need feeding. The spirit also needs a healthy daily intake. As for listening to your five for the day, I'm sure that it's a good start. But what about making it even better? Why not make it 10, or even more, by giving another few minutes to reading your Bible today? There's plenty of variety for all ages and for every taste, words to guide us in every circumstance of life. We'll find some of the greatest stories ever told to children, history books full of drama, a whole range of poetry, love stories, letters, and even future events. Don't forget, you need a balanced diet in order to get the best benefit, so it's good to give time to reading different parts of the Bible, because they show us different viewpoints of God. That's why we have four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They each tell us about the Lord Jesus and paint a different portrait of the same man. For example, if we were to consider a judge and his work life was the only thing we thought about, we might think him a rather austere man. But look at him in a different setting, perhaps with his family or friends, and different attributes of his character will be seen. Although we might favour particular sections of the Bible, it's important to read the other parts too, in order to get a fair view of God. His power, his perfection, his purpose, his principles, his righteousness, his love, to mention but a few. So do try to look after your body, and eat your five a day if you can. But don't forget the words of Jesus. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Feed your soul. Take time to digest it by thinking about what you've read. And as you listen to your five for the day, ask yourself, what about making it 10? Remember, the more, the better. Thank you for listening.